Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
As part of its continuing efforts to preserve Sri Lanka's cultural heritage, the Embassy of the United States of America is providing new grants totaling $300,000 to help preserve the ancient Buddhist Rajagala Monastery and improve the conservation and display of artifacts at the Anuradhapura Archaeological Museum. Under its new grant, the University of Sri Jayawardenepura will receive $150,000 from the U.S. Embassy through the Ambassador's Fund for Cultural Preservation to continue its preservation of the Rajagala Monastery. The funding will support a detailed ground survey of the monastery and conserve some of the most important monuments used by early Buddhist priests. This is the second phase of U.S. assistance on this project, adding to an initial $100,000 grant from 2013. Our partnership with the United States is important to help us learn more about the lives of Buddhist monks in Sri Lanka, said Professor P.B. Mandawala, head of the University of Jayawardenepura Department of History and Archaeology. A separate $150,000 grant to Sri Lanka's Department of Archaeology will improve the storage and preservation of artifacts at the Anuradhapura Archaeological Museum. The U.S. Embassy previously supported the museum, one of Sri Lanka's most visited, with grants in 2009 and 2012. Lack of funding and poor storage conditions threaten to destroy a priceless part of our history, said Anusha Kasturi, an archaeological conservator working on the Anuradhapura project. Now we can preserve it for future generations. Since 2005, the U.S. Embassy, through the AFCP, has funded 11 conservation projects in Sri Lanka, representing a total commitment of over $730,000. The United States is proud to work with its partner, Sri Lanka, to help preserve the cultural heritage of the people of Sri Lanka.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.